The black market is open. The black market is open. It wouldn't be a black market if we didn't have us a liquor store in there. What's a black market without a liquor store in there? Come on, man. We gotta have a liquor store, and when we get in there, we gotta pick up some disbelief. Yes, you know why? Because it's black owned. They got the dark skin version and the light skin version. Introduce yourself to the people shopping in the black market today.
Oh, man, I'm Toriano Banks, man, a.k.a. Big Beanie, man.
Big Beanie.
Yes, sir.
I'm Ralph Golden, a.k.a.
Ralph Golden.
Ralph with an elf.
With an elf.
With an elf.
With an elf.
They used to call me.
Ralph with elf?
Ralph with elf.
Yes, sir.
And what's up, bro? Man, we're just sitting here chopping up some game. So tell me how this came about.
Oh, man, disbelief. Coming from the nightclub industry, man, we realized we sold a lot of tequila. We had a lot of nightclubs, Memphis and Jackson, Tennessee, too. Ice bar.
That's out by his way.
Yeah. We just chopping it up about that.
See how he started smiling when he said that shit.
Put Jackson on the mouth,
man. His homeboy got the heat to him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we were selling a lot of tequila, so I pulled Ralph Cotel because I was doing a lot of bar work myself to kind of avoid theft. I had my own system.
Yeah, shit, if they gonna steal, I steal it myself.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm out of pocket without him knowing.
So y'all were business partners prior to all of this?
Well, what happened when I was in the music industry, I had a record label, Toriano Entertainment. Ralph was managing a lot of the artists.
Bring it back.
Yeah, and so
we need more black record labels. Yeah, I want you to come back when you started back, bro.
Yeah, I mean, but that what I realized being in the industry was so people so connected, you know, and it was like a sinkhole for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't pulling no money back out of it, so I couldn't keep on just dumping money into it. You know, I had to do something else outside of it, because if I was gonna do music, I had to do something to fuel that. And that's what made me get into the nightclub industry.
Yeah.
But in the process of that, Ralph used to manage the artists, and he was young and respectable, and he was looking for that big brother figure, and I was looking for that little brother figure. And we linked up, man, and it was just magical because we started Baseball Rich Clothing.
Yeah.
Which, that was our parent company. We did that together, and when we were on the road one day, he was like, bro, you remember you said you was gonna do Baseball Rich? He was like, I got something for you when we get back to the city. And he brought the logos and all that to the table, and we started the Baseball Rich Clothing, and we got brick and mortar stores and kind of ran it up, and then we drifted over into the nightclub industry, kind of ran it up, and then recognized that tequila was going to be the thing that was going to get us rich.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is.
This is it.
Yeah,
right in your face.
Right
this
there.
The one.
Yeah, there it sits. Mm-hmm. Disbelief tequila, man.
Let's just look at it for a minute.
Yeah, let's stir it down. Stir it down. Yeah, it's lovely once they undress it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, bro, I like that shit, bro. Baseball Rich.
Yeah, that name in itself, disbelief, came from people not actually believing in the vision. You know, we got to tell the people that we were gonna do disbelief, you know, with tequila. You know, people that believe that, you know, two young black boys, one young and one old.
Yeah,
he real old.
Y'all just, once you get grown, you just grown, bro. You black.
I'm glad to be old. You know, I'm a lot of people like wine. I don't prefer grape juice. So, you know, I'm a, what'd you see women pick up? They pick the wine up. Nobody go to the club for no damn.
What they start out with, though?
Yeah, damn.
They start out with grape juice, though, right?
They start out, man. That's how they know they ain't like it. Yeah, fuck that, man.
End up with the wine, man.
Women love old men. That's why I let my grape come out, bro. Old men gonna buy something. Gonna buy something, man. They know.
Papa got a few dollars.
Granddad keeps a change.
OG got it, man.
Yeah, he got a few dollars.
He bought all this. I had all the shit I want. Fuck up a few dollars with it.
For sure.
Disbelief.
For sure, baby. I'm telling you.
We off with the F, man. How you see it?
You see how I see it?
How you see it?
As far as the tequila?
Yeah, yeah, coming sure. together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a long process. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, they see the final product, but they don't understand the process that we went through.
That's the whole basis you of know, this black market.
Yeah, absolutely.
The process.
You know, from the, we ain't have a way to import our alcohol, to when we got the license to import it, we ain't have a way to distribute it, to when we got the license to distribute it, yeah, the stores didn't want to carry us. You know, obviously because we were black. But we got one store to take a chance on us, and we sold 1,000 bottles in 2 days.
Facts.
Of the $70 product, all we had was the Reposado when we first launched.
Facts.
You know, that one store took a chance on us. All the other stores, you know, they started to come on board after that. Mm-hmm. But we couldn't sell to them because we got fined 2 days later. Yeah, we got fined $108,000 because we was a license short.
And didn't know it.
We ain't know it.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's a learning curve.
But not only that, we had 30 days to pay it or we was out of business.
Yes, sir. Yeah. But of course, we ain't out of business.
Yeah. You
know, somehow, some way, we managed to scrape up on that $108,000 on the way it came from. All I can say is God is good.
God is
Don't get me started talking about God. You know how I get. God is the goodest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Yeah, so we continued on from there, man. And it's been a journey, man. You know, we started with that one store. And of course, now we in about 300 stores throughout the state of Tennessee. We from Memphis to Knoxville now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, independent. You know, that's us from inception. Everything from the ground up, from the bottle making to the importing from China to Mexico, from importing from Mexico to the States, and now we just launched in Illinois. Been in Illinois about
a month,
and in that month's time, we in about 100 stores in Illinois. You know, so it's
taking
just
over.
Growing. It's just
yeah. State
now.
To state.
Yeah, state taking to state. We're gonna do it.
When y'all putting Georgia on the list, man?
So Georgia we ain't on the list now. That's why yeah. We're here. We kind of trying to shake some trees now and see what we can do up there.
I got this lady who's a master negotiator. If you need to take her with you, she around here.
We heard of her.
She don't play. She grocery. She don't leave no money on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. What advice would you give to somebody who might be watching this, who got the idea, who got the vision, who just hasn't had to follow through yet? Like some of the lessons that you learned,
yeah,
like you said, to avoid that $108,000 fine. Like
yeah,
the game that you have, that's the difference between it being one of us and a few of us.
Yeah, you got to check. You got to actually check behind the person that checks behind the person.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody got to have, like, you know, earlier I heard somebody saying, you know, you got one job, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah,
I know.
To
you know what I'm saying? You got one job. So, but everybody got to have somebody. We just got to do checks and balances through it. Mm-hmm. But you know, of course, me and Ralph made that mistake early on because we were virgins to it. You know,
right.
When you don't know, you don't know. You know what I mean? It was an expensive lesson, but I bet you that's one we won't make again.
Right.
But not only that, you know, we utilize our experience to help the next person out too. So
yeah,
they ain't gonna get fined
$108,000. Yeah, we gonna teach them what not to do, and it's just, you know, we don't be offenses. We be along with tables. Everybody gotta eat, so we try to, you know, we deal with a lot of black spirits and stuff. Now we have, you know, different meetings and stuff like this, so we just try to.
Don't tell them about the meeting. They don't know about the meetings. They don't know about the meetings. Y'all got to tell me about them, though.
Yeah, you got to let you know about the meetings. So,
yeah.
You know, but that's what it is. That's what we do, man. We're just trying to, you know, throw the rope back. You know, that's what we're trying to do, you know.
Anything else about under the line? Y'all going to roll out some more spirits?
Yeah.
For sure.
You know, we got the Añejo. Yeah. It's getting ready to launch. We're going to do the vodka line. We're going to do the seltzers. Of course, we got the smaller versions too, but like I say, we started off with just that one bottle right there.
Right.
So we building as we go.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and throw my idea out there.
Oh, we got the multicolor ones too, you know, to represent the baseball teams.
Yeah.
We got some signature editions that we're doing as well, so.
I got one I want to throw out there.
Okay.
To market on that slept on.
Mm-hmm.
Straight granddaddy whiskey.
Granddaddy whiskey,
bro. You know that shit granddaddy drunk that nobody ain't really know what it was. And even if your grandma, bro, that's your granddaddy whiskey.
Yeah.
Hey, that's catchy though.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, put a little lemon with it. You know.
See, he already mixing flavors. That's how you know the shit good.
Yeah, put a little lemon with it, man. It's gonna help Creole cold, man. I don't know what that was my grandma used to put in the hot toddy, man, but that shit used to work.
That would give granddaddy whiskey. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to tell you. Go
come
to sleep,
on, man.
Put your thermos on, put your long johns on, man, and wake up the next day, you curried like a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. No hangover or nothing.
Come from all that sweating.
Yeah, come from the sweating. Yeah, it's that granddaddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, it's been one hell of a journey with that disbelief, though. You know what I'm saying? But I love it. I wouldn't change the stroke, man. I wouldn't change the stroke for real, not.
Man,
you know?
So where can they find it at? Drop a few of them stores that y'all in so the people who listening can pull up and see what we're talking about.
Well, the thing about that is it's, we can't call, you know, in Tennessee, the laws are so strict. If you can't call 300 stores, you can't call
one of them.
Yeah.
Or they going to find you.
Or they going to find you. So we can't, you know, you can't do that. Yeah, you can't do that.
Do me a favor if you live in Tennessee. Drive around until you find this. And then hit me back and let me know where you found it at. Because I don't live in fucking Tennessee. And whoever made up that shit, boy, y'all got some crazy-ass laws in Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the Alcohol Beverage Commission, they hollered at us early about that. Yeah.
They knew y'all was coming here.
Man, it'll be our luck. They'd be like, hey, man, congratulations on the 85 South show.
Oh,
hey, we got let me drop some legal for you then.
Everyone who drank the tequila here at the 85 South show is of age. We checked IDs. Everybody poured their own. These are all adults who lined up and made their own decisions. We do not condone any type of violations over here at the 85 South Show. We are Second Amendment believing, gun-toting, red-blooded Americans over here. That's how you got to say it to let your white friends know.
I'm actually a fan, man.
Word?
I'm a real fan.
Now that's
man.
Real,
I'm
right there.
Go ahead and just put that out there, man. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan, bro.
I appreciate it.
And I'm honored, man. I'm straight up. Yeah. I'm a motherfucking fan, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, straight up, man. So I'm glad to be here talking to you and sharing my story with you, man. You know what I mean? But I'm a goddamn fan, man.
Thank you, man.
Fuck now, you know right when there. You ring that bell.
Yeah, fuck me right there.
It means everybody got a drink.
Oh, well, fuck you. Get them fucked up then. Get everybody tore up in here, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
We out here. This was exactly what this platform is created for, though, man, is to let people know that we out here in multiple industries. We doing way more than, you know, illegal shit. We out here really trying to take over the business corner of the world.
Like. Yeah, we can have Mexican plugs and not on the other shit.
We need Mexican plugs on every fucking thing. I don't want it to just be for the wrong shit.
Right. Plugged out over there now.
Man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, we got Mexican plugs and not just on that other shit, man, so. Yeah, that's a real Mexican plug right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the Hispanic people that's bridging the gap.
Yeah, for real. Appreciate that all my Oyes, man.
That's why they trying to goddamn build that fence. They don't want us to start linking up. We fuck around and learn Spanish. We out of here.
Mm-hmm. Say, we'll be the one crossing over.
Yeah. We might need to go down there.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we had to do.
Yeah.
We were over there for a while.
For real?
To get the consistency of this right.
See, a lot of people don't know the only place you can legally make tequila in is in Mexico. It's a place called Tequila, Mexico.
Yeah, you can't make it in the U.S. Nah, you got to come across that border.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a whole nother, that sounds like a whole nother industry right there, my guy.
Yeah, you got to go over there and do your thing, man. You know what I mean? It's who you know at that point. And if you don't know the right person, you might not make it back.
Hey, the chances you have to take, man.
Yeah, you might not make it back. You know how I get when you cross that border, man. Things get crazy. You know, they had wars over there.
Hell,
so, it's just who you know. So
well, I'm glad you know the right people, man.
Yeah, I'm back. I made it back.
Yeah, that's just dope as hell, man.
Yeah.
Black owned.
But that's not the first bottle either.
Yeah.
The first disbelief bottle, it was a baseball too. Mm. But it was a fucked up drawing that when me and Ralph was sitting down discussing the concept, he was drawing the pitch.
Ralph fucked it up.
Yeah, Ralph fucked it up.
I mean, the drawing part of it, they got the concept.
No, they didn't, because when the first bottle was like a fucking Christmas on it.
It did.
Yeah, we fucked off a lot of money.
On that.
You should have sold them anyway.
Couldn't. Mm-hmm. Couldn't, because society's image based. If we sit that fucking ornament up there, They gonna only buy it at Christmas.
I would have waited till Christmas and sold all of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, so we
gave him out his Christmas present.
Yeah, we changed that. We of course it was a baseball too, but it didn't look like a baseball. It didn't look like a ornament.
Then you know that one looked like the baseball being hit too.
Yeah,
because it had a little dent in it.
Yeah. And then we came out with that one. You know, we designed that one. Got some more people to do that one, and it actually came out looking like a real baseball. That was the idea from the start.
Well, y'all got a website where people can check the product out? You not say that in Tennessee?
No, we can say
that. That ain't illegal. They can go to disbeliefspirits.com or disbelieftequila.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So say somebody had a liquor store, right, and they wanted to order some. They can do that on the website?
Oh, they'll have to go through the distributor. We actually transitioning because we're at a point now to where all the distributors, they want to carry the product. Yeah.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
More money.
No, absolutely.
They don't miss
shit.
It's nice money too. Mm-hmm.
Nice money and you too. Get it at one time. We ain't got to chase all these stores down.
Yeah, yeah. Get it out one big check.
That's what I love, bro. Yeah. We got a streak going, bro. Everybody who done been in here today been talking about how you get that money and keep it going.
Yeah,
ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Might fuck around and be some black billionaires creeping around through here. Act like you know me. Act like you know me. Well, look, man, this is what we gonna do. We gonna do our part, and I know everybody out there watching, we got a whole bunch of liquor drinkers who watch this shit. And, you know, if you want to really get the full effect of what we're talking about, man, go grab you both of these and mix them. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all stopping through here. Shit, keep doing your thing. Disbelief.
Yes, sir.
Liquor and spirits.
The Black Market Liquor Store is open.
Everybody drink.
Drink up, baby.